Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Trendies, thank you for inviting me into your ears. I am Mike Quackenbush. Thank you for sponsoring us, Cobra Electronics. On this podcast, I run down all the top trending search terms on the internet with the kind of insight and analysis you might typically expect from a teething one-year-old. Let's pick right up where we left off last time. Thursday, January 8th, saw Andre Crouch trend up to 200,000 searches. The gospel singer, songwriter, and choir director, who assisted with musical arrangements that range from Disney's The Lion King to Michael Jackson's hit Man in the Mirror. The 72-year-old seven-time Grammy winner died in a hospital in Los Angeles. Trending just below him was Elvis Presley, as an acetate recording of My Happiness, the first song Presley ever recorded, sold at an auction for $300,000. This and other collectibles, for people whose tastes are only slightly more out of date than my own, were sold at Graceland, which was Elvis Presley's Wayne Manor / Batcave. The auction in total earned an estimated $1 million. The Tennessean, a print periodical that covers what happens in Graceland, concluded coverage of this story as follows, quote, "Before the auction, fans of Presley gathered outside Graceland in sub-freezing temperatures for a cake-cutting ceremony," end quote. This is either a commentary about the accuracy of Graceland's local meteorologist or a commentary about the Presley family's belief in urban myths about ice cream cakes. On Friday, January 9th, a strange term trended toward the bottom of my charts, this term being coffee meets bagel. The trend was spurned in part by an appearance on the reality show Shark Tank, where the three owners of Coffee Meets Bagel turned down an offer of $30 million from investor and cigar aficionado Mark Cuban. Cuban wanted to buy the dating website from the Kang sisters, who travel back and forth in time battling the Avengers and helping users find true love. Each day, Coffee Meets Bagel sends one potential mate to users, culled from friends of their friends, on Facebook. So, with all the speed of a glacier, Coffee Meets Bagel will do the work you have probably already done, cyberstalking all your friends' friends that display the most photoshopped profile pics. Ramatut Kang, the one that used Dr. Doom's time travel technology, says she knows Coffee Meets Bagel is worth more than $30 million, even though the service is only available in three cities. Trending above that story was Kevin Gates, the Louisiana rapper signed to Atlantic Records, due to this incestuous admission. After being in a relationship for several months with a woman, Gates' grandmother told the couple that they were in fact cousins. The two continued their relationship, unfazed by this news, for another 2 years thereafter. They only broke up so Gates could upgrade to dating his sister. Ah, Louisiana. How do you think Alabama feels about you stealing their most frequently intoned stereotype? What does that leave Alabama with, huh? I guess it would just be racism. Monday, January 12th, was a day for villains. ISIS trended. That's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, as the terrorist group took credit for hacking American social media sites. Among others, they hacked the Twitter account of U.S. Central Command and sent out this tweet, "American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back, ISIS," which is the cyber vandal equivalent of a wet willy. Boko Haram, a different bunch of nutbags, but villains nonetheless, also trended on Monday. You may recall, Boko Haram trades heavy on the kidnapping of schoolgirls stock. Over the weekend, Boko Haram's suicide bombers killed 20 people in one attack, then killed three others and injured an additional 46 in a second attack. CNN.com's J. Peter Pham says Boko Haram, which translates roughly to "education is forbidden," is as serious a global threat as ISIS. On the same day that world leaders linked hands and marched through Paris, Pham asks where similar support is for Nigeria, who, by some estimates, saw more than 10,000 casualties of Boko Haram-related violence in 2014 alone. Well, I think the answer is obvious, fam. Nigeria didn't give us French fries. The villain that trended the highest on Monday, though, was Ultron, the antagonist in the upcoming Marvel film, Avengers: Age of Ultron. The much-anticipated-by-me sequel, due out May 1st, released a new trailer, and stories about fictional villains are infinitely more fun than the real ones. Fictional bad guys impale themselves on goblin gliders, or get dissolved by the Tesseract, or fall into a giant arc reactor. These ISIS and Boko Haram types don't wear cool costumes, their gimmicks are all based in tired religious fare, and, if I can be plain about it, they come across as real jerks. Cobra Electronics has rung in 2015 with some fantastic deals for you and me and other people we may not know personally. And I want to be clear, Cobra Electronics is not related to Cobra Command, the foes of G.I. Joe. The brand new Cobra Airwave box is on sale over at their website right now. With a rubberized shell, this portable speaker system can handle anything you throw at it. It's even waterproof, and it is nothing like the Weather Dominator. You can take your music with you and even jam out underwater. How? Because it is fully submersible, and why wouldn't you do that if it is an option? And this is in no way similar to the Mass device. Save on all the Airwave devices. The Airwave Mini, the Airwave 360, and the Airwave Classic have all been discounted too. So save big while the deals last over at Cobra.com, not a terrorist group. Tuesday saw the term "ship your enemy's glitter" trend, mostly among people that don't really get how revenge works. Ship Your Enemy's Glitter was a site that, for a fee, would send envelopes overstuffed with glitter to the people you hate most. So many aspiring vigilantes took advantage of this that the site had to shut down. I guess because supplies of items as unusual and rare as envelopes and glitter are increasingly hard to find in the middle of the work week, there was simply no way of meeting consumer demand. A site hoping to capitalize on the underserviced demographic of people that don't get all that nasty has sprung up in its place, peepsforperps.com. Trendies, after leaving me your 5-star review in iTunes, proceed directly to the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe podcast where you will not collect $200. Subscribe to that, then join me back here in about a week for another edition of The Trending Show. But until then, adios, amigos.